Jessica, let's start with an update on the COVID-19 situation at the Mescalero Reservation.
There are now two confirmed cases of COVID-19 coronavirus among residents of the Mescalero Nation. Now, that includes one tribal elder who had to be hospitalized. And in response, president of the Mescalero tribe, Gabe Aguilar, has asked residents to go into what is basically a lockdown. He's asking residents to please remain in their home and to only send one member of the household out to do things like grab groceries or gas. Now, he's also saying if there's an emergency, of course, you're welcome to seek medical treatment. But they are hoping to contain the spread of this virus among residents by, you know, asking people to just keep their social distance, stay at home unless absolutely necessary to go out.
Okay, hopefully that will be successful. We have seen such a terrible situation on the Navajo Reservation with many, many cases there. On the flip side, while there's a lockdown on the Mescalero Reservation, we're starting to see things open up elsewhere, and that includes at the Lincoln National Forest. Give us an update on that.
So you are now welcome, beginning June 1st, to use campgrounds in the area. Some are opening up. Those are Apache, Aspen, Deerhead, Pines, Saddle, Silver Overflow, Sleepy Grass. Now, all of those campgrounds are going to be open to the public. Natural fees apply, of course. And also, the U.S. Forest Service is asking people to continue to do things like social distance if there are others in the campground, and to use cleaning supplies to maintain their own health, as well as to ensure the health of the employees of the rangers in the forest.
Okay, we wrap up with a sad story, a profile of a former Tularosa High School football player. Tell us about that story.
Right. So today we are sending our condolences and prayers over to the family of Marquez Barraza. Now, Marquez was a football player for Tularosa High School. He's a graduate of that high school. Marquez was with friends at Lake Abiquí last week when, according to law enforcement and investigators, he went underwater and didn't resurface. Now, his body was found and he was declared dead from what is a suspected drowning.